This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So if you're all about common sense and keeping what's yours and you want to protect your money from Washington spending and crazy markets, you need to check out Noble Gold Investments. Gold and silver are not just some numbers on a screen or digital assets that can just disappear with a click. They're real, tangible things, and they've been trusted for thousands of years. So with a gold IRA, you can actually own physical gold and silver in a retirement account, tax deferred or even tax free. Noble Gold has been the top rated gold IRA company for 4 years running. They handle billions of precious metals for people just like you. And they've got a US based team, real people, available 6 days a week. There's no hidden fees. There's no gimmicks. They walk you through everything and you even get a photo of your actual metals. So there's some transparency. So right now, when you open a new account, they're going to send you a free 10 ounce silver flag bar plus a silver American Eagle proof coin. It's free. So just visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Protect what you've worked for.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Again, another machete, man. By the way, people from Florida still, to this day, I get emails and comments every week about how, yeah, everybody has machetes down here. I've never been more entertained in my life. It's, why is that, like, the gator and the machete ought to be like the state symbols. So a Florida man was arrested because he had a machete and he chased a dude with it and then broke out the dude's car window, vehicle window, yeah. Lee County. They called him the machete maniac. Machete. It was a disturbance. He was wielding a machete in Lee County. Cops responded as the man identified as Leo Dungallo drove to the victim's apartment complex, initiated an altercation, and then followed the victim's vehicle erratically, as if there's any other way to follow. At the intersection, he got out of his vehicle, struck the rear window of the victim's vehicle with a machete, shattered the glass. And the sheriff said the deputies acted quick. They got him. And he was making a scene all over. When they apprehended him, they found not one but two machetes within arm's reach. So he could dual wield. I'm just adding the dual wield part. I'm just assuming that he did. A Florida man was arrested in a bizarre forklift and ATM joyride through the streets. Tallahassee. He's in custody. Police say that he was involved in this crime spree. He stole a forklift and then an ATM early Monday morning. He took both of them and then he just drove through town trying to flee from officers. He was trying to flee with the forklift on an ATM and it had the lights spinning, so it was like not hard to see it. The chase was described as brief. Yeah. And he was safely apprehended without any reported injuries. They walked up to him and they go, "What's up, bro?" And he's like, "What do y'all got going on?" They're like, "You. You right now." Oh my, he was in a yellow hoodie. And he got out of the forklift like, "I don't know what's happening. What's going on? What are you guys doing here?" Like they couldn't see him. I don't know, man. I can't. Let's see here. We got a couple of others. By the way, how fast can you go in a forklift?
Not fast.
I need to ask my stepdad. He's forklift certified.
Yeah, not fast at all. And yeah. That's intentional.
And then a Florida woman went 107 miles per hour on US 19 trying to get to Little Caesars before it closed, according to police affidavits. She, Yasmin Arazo, was just, she meant business. She was going 110 miles per hour on a 55 mile per hour highway. She was done trying to get to that Little Caesars so she could get her a slice for supper before they closed. They closed at 12 a.m. And she was asked, why are you driving so fast? There's no emergency. And she said, officer, Little Caesars is about to close. Now I got to get there. Got to get a pizza. So, yeah, she was placed under arrest because apparently not only was she speeding out of her mind, but she was driving recklessly. So, you know. So if you're hunting for that perfect holiday gift, the one that actually, you know, means something and that people will actually use, you have to check out Cove Pure. It's not just some gadget. It's a countertop water purifier that gives you clean, pure, great tasting water instantly with just the push of a button. There's no filter pitchers. There's no waiting around, none of it. And you can even pick your water temperature, hot, cold, or warm. And that thing heats up so fast. You're going to be shocked at how fast it heats the water. And the size presets, I mean, it's a hydration game changer. You're going to be hitting that 16-ounce button 4 and 5 times a day and stay hydrated without even thinking about it. So Cove Pure is lab certified to remove up to 99.9% of contaminants, PFAS, lead, fluoride, all of the stuff that you don't want in your water. It's the real deal. So if you want a holiday gift, like I said, that's both practical and healthy, check out Cove Pure at CovePure.com/Dana for a $250 holiday discount. You can save $250 only at CoVePure.com/DANA. Hurry before the sale ends.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
The NC Department of Transportation is holding a public meeting to discuss the proposed improvements on US 258. The project proposes to add travel lanes, a raised median, and other intersection improvements. As part of the project, the overpass bridge on US 258, US 64 interchange will be replaced. The meeting will be held Wednesday, November 19th at the Edgecombe County Administration Building, 201 St. Andrew Street in downtown Tarboro. The public is invited to attend at any time between 5 and 7 p.m. when DOT representatives will be available to answer questions.
Folks who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly, Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio. I just want to be clear. If this is the standard that we're going to make, just know we're going to expose it all. And just know that the FEC filings, they are available for everybody to review. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Wow, her staff should be fired.
Yeah.
Because they don't know. Jeffrey Epstein is not a unique name. That's Jasmine Crockett. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the hair extensions. It's not her hair. She doesn't even go here. The donors that she listed, it's not Jeffrey Epstein. In fact, one of the ones to Lee Zeldin was from a Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who is not the same Jeffrey Epstein that she's talking about. You know, sometimes there are people with the same name. I was telling Kane on break, during 2016, there was a gooner on the right who, on the right, he was not really on the right. He just couldn't make money on the left, who confused me I grew up in an area where there was someone else that had my first name and my maiden last name, and he confused both of us. That person is like 3 years older than me, and like did this whole like Twitter thread about it. I'm like, that's not even me. I never lived in this town. Like, you idiot. And had to delete them and never address it again after he was like, you know, sometimes like my stepdad, for instance, has a very common name. He got detained one time by TSA because it's a very common name. See what I'm saying? This is not all of the Jeffrey Epsteins that she mentioned. As much as I don't like some of these other Republicans that she mentioned, that's not the same one. Her staff is really bad. Her staff just was, they went online, oh, look at this. His name is Epstein. Must be the same guy. Must be, it's the same person. Because you can get information about these people when they donate, it becomes, you know, public record and you got to put your address and all that stuff down. They weren't even the same people. Like, one of them didn't even have the same middle names. None of the ones that she mentioned are the Jeffrey Epstein. A couple of them are the same Dr. Epstein. Jeez. I had my team dig in very quickly.
Yeah.
Well, clearly. All they did was, let's see, look at us right there. Yeah, he's not a doctor. And then the other guy, it's not even like his same middle name. One guy is like from a different part of the country. This is so stupid. I mean, whatever it takes, right, for them to, like, for instance, you know, one thing that we do know is he had dinners with Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He had dinners, get to know you dinners with Hakeem Jeffries, New York Post. The House Oversight Committee, James Comer, showed that Jeffries' campaign, they asked Epstein for money, like Stacey Plaskett asked him for money. They cited this 2013 email from this firm inviting this notorious pedophile to a Democratic dinner and a get to know you dinner with Hakeem Jeffries. There is the said email. They invited him to attend and meet privately as part of their effort to win the majority. So Hakeem Jeffries was asking for money from Jeffrey Epstein. Stacey Plaskett was asking for money from Jeffrey Epstein. The Clintons were asking for money from Jeffrey Epstein. Who else are we going to see? Well, Bannon next. Who else are we going to see asking for money from Jeffrey Epstein? The message, and this was well known, by the way. Everybody knew that this guy was being criminally investigated. Everybody knew it. This is in 2013. All of this kicked off like in the mid-aughts, by the way. It said, "Dear Jeffrey, we are thrilled to announce that we are working with Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, one of the rising stars in New York's congressional delegation." They literally wrote in this pitch, quote, "Sometimes referred to as Brooklyn's Barack. He is a staunch supporter of President Obama and a progressive voice for the people of New York City." And they included a video and then all of these like press clippings of Hakeem Jeffries doing stuff. They sent that out. And then they were like begging. They were begging. "He's committed to electing a Democrat majority. Shoot us an email or give us a call. If you would like to get involved with a dinner, or if you would like to get an opportunity to know Hakeem better." Can you believe this? Yeah, they sent that out. Huh. By the way, that was after he had been convicted in 2008 because he pled guilty to solicitation of prostitution from a minor in 2008. So that had already happened. Ooh. Ooh, got that dirty money. Ooh, that's so gross. But they didn't care. All they saw were dollar signs. They didn't care. Oh, and then she has Jasmine Crockett's top-notch staff. An equal bunch of gooners getting up there. Oh, let's go. Oh, look, it's the same. Same Jeffrey Epstein, same one. It's like John Smith. The name John, all the John Smiths are the same. I mean, man, he was like a teacher and a doctor and all this stuff. Like, who knew Jeffrey Epstein had so many professions? Because it's not the same one. She's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, is she? Mm-mm. That's embarrassing. Do you think she's going to come out and be like, now, I know when I said my staff, she spent more time weaving them extensions into her hair than she did looking up this information before she went out on the floor. Now, I just want you to mull that over for a hot second. I'm not begrudging anybody their beauty routines, but I am when I know for a fact that it takes a hell of a lot longer than the time that you spent looking up this information and then taking it to the floor. I mean, now you got this poor old dude, Dr. Epstein out there, who's not that Jeffrey Epstein, and he's still living. He's just a dude. And people are going to be going at him because the brainiac, Jasmine Crockett, couldn't believe that there's more than one Jeffrey Epstein in the country. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, that's, I'm sure somebody will top it before the day ends. But for today, is the dumbest thing I've seen. Kane, good night. Can't even believe that there's more than one Jeffrey Epstein. She was so proud. Them new extensions running to the floor. I actually liked the bob better. That has to give you a headache, having that much fake hair piled on top of your head. The bob looked chic. I don't get it. Anyway, but I just, it's embarrassing. So how you come back from that? Well, if you're a Democrat, you don't have to worry about it. That's the fact of the matter. You imagine this. Good night. Now, I had a couple people that were a little, they got their panties in a bunch. It's the folks at Kel-Tec, the Peacekeeper program. This is a new program that they are implementing. And the Peacekeepers program, it supports people who protect our communities, military, law enforcement, church security teams, SROs. Faith-based teams and SROs usually use small concealable pistols. They got limited range in that. So Kel-Tec has long guns that solve that problem. And they fold compact, like the RDB, etc., for discreet carry, and deploy within seconds to full rifle capability. Now, Peacekeepers participants also get mission-ready support, like extra platform testing. They get armorer training. They get direct Peacekeeper pricing for budget-conscious organizations. And it's already active. They've equipped over a couple of dozen churches throughout the Faith-Based Security Network and in Florida. And Kel-Tec proudly partners with the Faith-Based Security Network. And so everybody gets access to all of this, including mission-ready tools tailored to faith environments. And they also get that manufacturer's pricing. So if you're interested in this new Peacekeepers program, use the contact form at KeltecWeapons.com/Dana. That's KeltecWeapons, KELTEC.com/Dana.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
The NC Department of Transportation is holding a public meeting to discuss the proposed improvements on US 258. The project proposes to add travel lanes, a raised median, and other intersection improvements. As part of the project, the overpass bridge on US 258, US 64 interchange will be replaced. The meeting will be held Wednesday, November 19th at the Edgecombe County Administration Building, 201 St. Andrew Street in downtown Tarboro. The public is invited to attend at any time between 5 and 7 p.m. when DOT representatives will be available to answer questions.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Sorry, I just saw that I'm going to have a fight with my friend who just said Mexican food was overrated, and I just about am ready to take off my slipper. I'm telling you what. All right. We're going to have a conversation about food. Okay, it's Thanksgiving. I can't. I'm distracted. I can't now. A guy in Michigan named J.D. Vance got 2 years in prison for threatening J.D. Vance. I mean, at least he made it easy for the police, I guess, right? In Michigan, he threatened Vance and Trump. His name's James Donald Vance Jr., literally J.D. Vance. He pled guilty to two felony counts after he threatened that if they ever visited his city again, they would, quote, leave it in a body bag. So J.D. Vance was arrested for threatening J.D. Vance. It's the Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other. Housing alarm. This is a correction. Half of U.S. homes fell in value. Biggest drop since the Great Recession. So it's a correction. It's not like a new. But Ken, you got to freak out. Everything's horrible. We're all going to die. Yeah. Whoa. Crypto markets shed more than $1 trillion in 6 weeks. By the way, one of the Taint brothers, what's his name? The bald one that doesn't have any shoulders. It just slopes off into his elbows. Yeah, he lost like $800,000 because he's so bad at this. Like in one morning, he lost all his money. He's going to have to get those ladies out there doing tricks on OnlyFans to get him more money since he doesn't want to get a real man's job. Anyway, I said it. Middle class shoppers are pulling back. Retail industry is freaking out. They're saying, hey, everybody, we got a lot of distress on the way. I always say, like, don't they use Black Friday as a major gauge of this? So that's how you're going to see the rest of the retail sector through Christmas. So we'll see that. And a man poured liquid on a woman and set her on fire in a Chicago subway. This is right after that one woman was stabbed to death. And here's some, what is happening in Chicago? Good night. She got set on fire on the train at 9:30 at night on Monday, 26 years old. And a 45-year-old man, poured liquid on her, unknown fluid, and then ignited it. And then when the train came to a stop, he fled. She stumbled out of the train, fell to the ground. The flames were extinguished before police arrived. She's being treated for severe burns. Thankfully, she's still alive, but she's in critical condition. The witness reports are really rough, really rough. Horrible. We got some more headlines on Chicago. But coming up, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Islamism, care, property taxes, everything. Stick with us.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
what is
Constitution,
this?
And who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
People, these are people, some of whom never served, that are cosplaying. Don't give up the ship. What is this? So these are military members. They're, sounds to me like they're going after SecWar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're saying these lawmakers, some, not every one of them have military background, some intel. They did this video and they're telling them, refuse it. What illegal orders are you talking about? Welcome back to the program. Top of this third hour. Dana Lash with you. Alyssa Slotkin, six other lawmakers, or five other lawmakers. What are the threats to the Constitution coming here? There's no specificity.
Of course not.
Where, like, give me an example. What are you talking about? They've been trying to limit POTUS's ability to deploy the National Guard. And you guys know what the National Guard is doing, right? They're protecting, and this is all they're doing, and it's completely within the power and the authority of POTUS to do so. They're protecting federal buildings, federal installations, federal employees from these nut jobs that you see in Chicago, etc., that have been out there targeting them at Democrats' encouragement. And they're upset over the narco terror action. Stand up for our law. It sounds like they're telling you to be insubordinate. They didn't make a video like this, by the way, when we lost 13 service members in Afghanistan. They didn't make any kind of video on that. Remember when under Joe Biden and General Milley, they decided to leave Bagram. And remember where they went? They went to Hamid Karzai, right in the middle of Kabul. The completely unprotected Hamid Karzai International Airport in the middle of populous Kabul that was completely controlled by the Taliban actors. And remember, the Taliban was already coming up through. I mean, they didn't make a video then. SecWar said stage four TDS, and he's right. I think that's shameful that these people did this. Absolutely shameful that they did this. This is, I expect it from Democrats. It sounds like an insurrection to me.
Yep.
That sounds like an insurrection. They're mad because they lost an election and now they want the military to intervene. That's what I'm hearing. They want the intelligence community, which already has been, by the way, let's be honest, to intervene. It has been. Don't sit here and tell me it hasn't. That's what, go back to 2016. You had a FISA judge completely sign off on a surveillance warrant to go after people because they were upset over the 2016 election. So this has already happened. You already had the FBI looking at parents who were speaking up at school board meetings. I mean, so we've already done this. Democrats already got the intelligence community to intervene. Thankfully, there are a lot of good whistleblowers who called it out. God bless them. But now they're telling the military to do the same thing. So they think that the military should be, if they don't, I mean, that sounds like a police state. They don't like how the election went, so they want the military to intervene. I think they should be censured. I mean, I actually think they should step down. I think this is traitorous behavior. It's absolutely traitorous. It's unbecoming of elected office, and shame on you for thinking, for having such little respect of our military men and women, that you think that you can just call them out to be your personal enforcement squad whenever you lose an election. It's disgusting. I mean, you can see why under Democrats, military recruitment dropped. These are the people who had no problem with, like the Air Force guy, showing up to work in a skirt and lipstick, entertaining mental illness, trying to make it a sociological experiment instead of a lethal fighting force. That is what Democrats wanted to do. This doesn't just sound subversive. This sounds treasonous. This doesn't just sound subversive. This is an insurrection. That's what they're calling for. They're calling for an insurrection. Golly, can you imagine? I know, again, I hate saying this. Like, it's not whataboutism. It's showing the hypocrisy of it. Can you imagine if Trump did a video like this? Kane, can you imagine if Trump made a video where he was telling the military members to ignore orders, commit themselves to insubordination?
Yeah. During Biden's administration?
Yeah. Can you imagine if he did that? Yeah, they already weaponized the intelligence community. Let's not forget all of the intelligence community that signed the letter lying to your face, where they said the laptop wasn't real, it was Russian collusion. 51 members, high-ranking members of our intelligence community, including former heads of CIA and NSA, signed this letter, and they knew it was false. Remember, there were some who signed it who surreptitiously got it to the press that we actually knew it was a lie, and we had to sign it, and we signed it anyway. We knew it was a lie. I mean, they already got the intelligence community to intervene. And now they want the military to as well. I think they've done enough damage to the military, don't you think so? I think that they've done enough damage to the military. This is like a deep state ad. One of our listeners, Adrian, says, the deep state got together and they filmed a seditious ad campaign to warn the military not to follow the type of orders that Biden gave regularly for 4 straight years. True. Absolutely true. I mean, that is dangerous. I wouldn't want, man, when Democrats are in office, honestly, I get why enlistment's down. Nobody wants to serve under that. Nobody wants to serve under a Democrat administration where they will go and get people killed. It's like us on purpose. Shame on these people. It's just disgusting.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
The NC Department of Transportation is holding a public meeting to discuss the proposed improvements on US 258. The project proposes to add travel lanes, a raised median, and other intersection improvements. As part of the project, the overpass bridge on US 258, US 64 interchange will be replaced. The meeting will be held Wednesday, November 19th at the Edgecombe County Administration Building, 201 St. Andrew Street in downtown Tarboro. The public is invited to attend at any time between 5 and 7 p.m. when DOT representatives will be available to answer questions.
Today's tip from the injury law firm Greenberg and Betterman. Drinking and driving is dangerous. We help too many people injured by drunk drivers. So don't do it. Greenberg and Betterman is here to help you. Contact gblawyers.com and feel better.